Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A 900-pound fish is pretty much top of the line. You know, you don't get much bigger than that. I've never heard of anybody catching a grander. I'm sure they have. And I don't even really know what the record is, but that's a stellar fish. 737 in the middle of a slow marlin bite too is absolutely amazing.
Yeah, it is. That's a beast.
That is. I'm a
the biggest one I heard of in the Gulf, you know, out of here, you know, is the one Cameron and them caught. I think who was that? Kevin Dearman, and Cameron was on his boat and he leadered the fish. Yeah. It was a 970. Well, it's almost a grander, so
yeah, real close.
That's a monster.
Real close. I've heard people getting close, you know, but never hit that grander mark. You know, and again, I haven't followed the bill fishing for as long as other folks, but yeah, it's, you know, anytime you get over 700, 700, 800, you're getting top tier, you know, as far as the size of fish you get, and that, you know, and they say the marlin bite and the tuna bite in general, all that stuff, deep water. They say about 87, 88 degrees, the water temperature gets that hot, and they move out. You know, you just really don't get a bite. And, man, we are teetering on it right now. It's like 85, 86, and with these hot days and all this stuff, it won't take long, you know, for it to get on up there a little bit more. So the fact they got it was just amazing. And I'll tell you a story about those guys, too. We, you know, when we were fishing earlier in the year, when all those bluefin were caught early in the spring, you know, we were out there with those guys on one of our trips when they caught a bluefin. And, you know, we showed up at the rig probably right at dusk. And, man, they fought that bluefin all night. They kept talking on the radio about, man, we're just, you can't get him up another 100 feet, you know, and wanting to sense down a little bit on that drag, put a little more heat on it, and, you know, and they, you know, people respond back, don't do it, just hanging there, hanging. I think they fought that fish for like 16 hours, you know.
Good Lord.
Yeah, they put a grind on one, you know, and so those guys deserved that big fish, you know. Boy, they had to work for several of their fish this year, so man, glad to see that. Sashimi got a 514, I think it was, too. So there was a couple good marlin caught this weekend.
Good.
But, yeah, man. Man, the AJ bite's been on fire, and got that deep drop tournament next weekend, so we're kind of gearing up to do that probably midweek or so. And, yeah, you know, I can't complain about it at all. I sent you some pictures there, too. You know, lots of beeliners. For some reason, you know, we've
I
been
saw all that, those, man. You got some good piles of fish.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, everything seemed to want to bite this weekend, or this week, I'm sorry, which is phenomenal.
Right.
But, those beeliners, you know, typically won't, you know, you're about 160 foot of water or better. And shoot, we've caught several that were in the 120 foot mark, which is, you know, fairly rare for the summer. You know, you hear about that more towards the winter and the springtime, they'll kind of move in a little bit, but not so much here. So I mean, it's probably a good sign that our fisheries are getting a little better and a little better and a little better, and especially the fact that we're catching some variety like that. It's man, I hope the next few years, I'm really looking forward to it because I think it's going to be stellar. So, man, but, you know, otherwise, I got trips pretty much booked up, I think, from here on out. We're going to do a bunch of deep drop stuff with a bunch of customers, probably turn our attention a little bit more to swordfish and tilefish and some of that deep water stuff. And, man, we might see a little marlin or a sailfish or something like that from time to time, a white marlin or something. But we're just going to kind of switch gears a little bit, I think, in the coming weeks. Try to, you can't put too much pressure on these AJs, man. They don't last, you know, especially the
right
part of the season. So you got to have your little fallback going. But they seem to be eating real good on live bait. Most of what we've been using recently is hard tails. We just catch on some of the closer rocks as we move out. Stuff like that. It's, you know, pretty much anything live is going to be good. Now, you don't want to take a big old 8-inch mullet out there, but, you know, if that's all you got and he's alive, use it. But if not, try to catch something around the rock, you know, that they may already know and want to eat. So, but, yeah, you know, it's just been a crazy week. Man, we're super tired, and it's going to be the last day. I finally get a day off tomorrow, which more than likely means I'll be working doing maintenance. So,
but never ending.
Hey, you know how it is, man.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
How it is.
And, yeah, I took my boat over to Fernando and had a lot of stuff I had to have done to it, you know, that maintenance stuff and replace this and that. And, well, they do a good job over there. Hook me up.
You right about that, man. Fernando and James, man, that guy's full of knowledge and super super honorable, you know. My experiences with those guys have been absolutely incredible. So, you know, and I was just fixing to tell you, you know, I had those Honda. I ended up running a private boat, Thursday, and it had Yamahas. And I love Yamahas, don't get me wrong. I mean, they're motors, you know. But I had he had a triple set of 300s on the back of it. Man, you just cruising speed, 30, 28, 30. You can't hardly hear that. The boaters are as loud as they can be. And, man, I tell you what, if I'm cruising 40 miles an hour, you know, if you're in the front half of my boat, you can whisper to each other and hear each other talk. I mean, it's just, they're so quiet. And, man, I mean, great motors.
They are.
Fernando, and they sell those and stock all the parts for them and all that. And they're great guys. Great folks.
Yeah, FCJ are good people, man.
Have you had him on the radio?
Not lately. They're so busy, man. It's hard to get him up here on a Sunday. I'm trying, but I'll get him in here eventually before the year's up, and we'll get something going for winter maintenance and putting these boats up, letting them sit all year. And he's always knowledgeable about that and gives good tips to all the listeners. So I'll get him in here one morning. Well, anyway, Jeff, I got to run, buddy. If somebody wants to get with you and come down to Freeport and go out and do it up, throw them out a number, man. They can get a hold of you.
You bet, brother. Call me at any time at 979-417-1013. You go to our website at stsladventures.com. That's short for South Texas Salt Life Adventures, and there's a booking calendar on the website that you can book and reserve your day. And call me with any questions. I know there's a lot of folks that do call me and leave voicemails and stuff like that. I try to get to everyone. Sometimes I miss it on accident, but call me back the next day, you know, and I will get to you at some point. So that's about it.
All right, bud. Hey, I'm glad you had a good week. Keep it up, man. Finally got some weather where you can go and do your thing every day, man.
Awesome, man. I appreciate it, Mickey. You have
all right, buddy.
Yourself,
hey, thank you, Nalum. See you, man.
All right.
That's Captain Jeff Naylor down in Freeport.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.